Good evening and a very warm welcome to the prayer experience. Fill the airways, Lord, as we pray. You know, that song always blesses me before we pray. I just want to welcome you from all over the world. Thank you so much for joining us here on the prayer experience. We appreciate you. Thank you for those who consistently pray along with us. Please share this video with others. Perhaps it's a reminder to somebody online that, you know, prayer experience is live. So just share that button with others. We want to see more people, you know, come, especially Christians, spend time in prayer. Time we spend in prayer is time that's never wasted. And God hears our prayers. He wants to hear his children come before him in prayer. So I encourage you to share with others. Also subscribe to Daily Talks Media Network on YouTube. And when you subscribe as well, it's a way of sharing. It's a way of encouraging us. When you like, you know, it's a way that you are sharing what we are doing with others. If you are live, connect with us. Leave a prayer request, a praise report, or any other comments, you know, let us know what God is doing in your life. It will really, really encourage us to hear your testimonies and for you to just share, you know, the goodness of God in your life. So please use the chat to share. Also, if you've got a prayer request and you need someone to pray with you, we've got the prayer experience hotline. The number is on the screen. Make use of it. There will be someone behind that phone when you make that phone call to agree in prayer with you. You know, the prayer of agreement is powerful. The prayer of agreement is not only agreeing and saying yes, but it's coming together in faith, in one accord, in the name of the Lord. And there is power in that. So use the prayer experience hotline if you need prayer. And let's go straight into Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving is a form of prayer. And how can we not give thanks to our God? He's faithful. Let's read from Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34. And it says, thank the Lord because he is good. That's our reason for thanking God, is because he is good. He has been good to us. Most of us would testify of God's goodness. It says his love continues forever. You know, the love of a person, we do have people who say, I love you, and they don't keep their words. Tomorrow they don't. But our God is not like a human being. His love continues forever. He will love us in our good, when we are good. He will love us in the worst moments of our lives. That's who God is. His love continues forever. So wherever you are, whether you're in your kitchen making tea, or whether you're making breakfast, whether you are at work, wherever you are, maybe you're taking a walk right now, can I invite you to join us as we give thanks to our God, as we say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness and mostly your love that continues forever. Father, we thank you for this day, for the mercies, your mercies that are new every day. We thank you for one another. We thank you for the prayer experience community. We thank you for the communities we live in. We thank you, Father, for peace in our nation. We thank you for provision, for protection. We thank you, God, for you are good. You know, you do not withhold anything good from us. You are always good and you love us. Your love that continues. I know that you will love me tomorrow. I know that you loved me before I even knew you, oh God, because your son died on the cross for me. Even while I was a sinner, before I knew you, you loved me. No one can love us like you do, Father. We thank you. We so much appreciate your love. Lord, help us to even more, to know your love more, to understand how wide, how high, and how deep is your love. We thank you, Father, for you are faithful. your promises towards us are yes and amen. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the church, oh God, for the work you are doing within the church, within the body of Christ. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our work colleagues, for the places where you have placed us, oh God, to work and to be a light, for our light to shine in those places. Father, we thank you for our siblings. We thank you for our parents, our elderly parents, oh God. We thank you for them, oh God. We thank you for the gift of life upon our parents, for your protection, for your provision. Oh God, the list is endless. We thank you for everything. We thank you for who you are, our Father. We thank you that you are seated on the throne. You are God, and there is no other God besides you. You are faithful. You are worthy of praise. Just join me just for a second. Thank God. Just worship him and say, Father, you are good. Beautiful are you, O God. Wonderful Savior. We bless your name. You are worthy, worthy of it all. Worthy to receive all our praise. Worthy to receive the glory and honor. Who's like you, O Lord? Who is like you in all the earth, O God? And the great I am. How great is our God? How great are you, O Lord? We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. I do trust that if you went to the house of God today, you were blessed in the house of God. How great is our God? Let us move on and look at the inspired word. And, you know, God has been teaching me about prayer. And, you know, I just want us to look at some of the ways that we pray amiss. Let's read from the scriptures, from James chapter 4, verse 3. It says, you ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. So it's talking about your motives. Why am I asking God for what I'm asking for? You know, when we pray to know the will of God over a situation. And how do we know the will of God? We know the will of God as we pray and through the word of God. We need to understand and know how to pray. You know, the disciples said, teach us how to pray, Lord. There's a way to pray. And here in James, James is teaching us that, you know what? We pray amiss because we ask for things. You know, we do not receive when we're asking out of the wrong motive. You know, I have a twin sister. I don't know if you know on this platform, but, you know, I've got a twin who looks like me. We were born, you know, as two girls in my family. The first born is, you know, so we are twins. And as we look, this is something that God has impressed on our hearts, both on our sides, you know, that we should be praying for our siblings. We should be praying for our family, you know. And so we live in different parts of the world. I live in the UK and my sister lives in Zimbabwe. So we've decided that once a month, we're going to take time, me and her, an hour where we gather over social media and we pray for our siblings because we refuse to see them, you know, not walking in the ways of God, not serving God, you know, not living according to his purpose for their life. And I believe that God, the Holy Spirit and the Lord has been guiding us on the things that we should be praying for and on this aspect of praying amiss, you know. So on Saturday, it was our first time we met, and you know, I was leading the prayer, and we prayed over WhatsApp, you know, we're praying together, and there was such a presence of God. You could tell that that was a divine appointment. You know, I had just been putting it off, but we decided that no, we need to do it. We came with a date. And after we finished our prayer, our hour of prayer, when I was on Facebook, I saw a memory of Facebook of exactly on that day, 5 years ago, we were together, me and my twin sister, in the Victoria Falls, which is a tourist place in Zimbabwe, where we come from. And we were together there. And during our holiday, we had like a 10-day holiday there, just the two of us. You know, we left our children, and God would often guide us, you know, at night when we've come back home and we were relaxing. We would just take a time to pray. And exactly 5 years ago, on the same day, that memory reminded me that this was the will of God. That was a divine appointment. That's something that God wants us to do. We should not sit back and look and watch, but how we pray affects the results. If we are praying amiss, then we are not going to get results. So I'm just going to look at two or three things that, you know, that we do when we pray amiss. So when we pray amiss is, or when do we pray amiss? It's when we pray and our prayers are not in line with scripture. You know, God is not a genie or present or there to satisfy our wishes and our desires. God is not our servant. You know, he doesn't do what we want, but rather we are to yield to him in humility. We humbly approach the throne of grace. In Ephesians, I've got Ephesians chapter 17 there on the scriptures, and it says, you know, therefore, do not be foolish. No, or I may not have it up. Sorry. It says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. So when you are praying amiss, you're not praying in line with the scripture, and the scripture is God's will. You are praying out of God's will. So those prayers, although you may be sincere, but those prayers are not going to yield any result. You're not going to receive because you're not praying in line with the scripture. God is bound to his word, like I said before. He will move when we pray in line with the scripture, in line with his will. We should know what the Lord's will is when we are to pray. The second thing that we do when we pray amiss is when we do not pray by faith. You know, in James chapter 15, chapter 5, verse 15, it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. The prayer of faith. When we do not pray by faith, when we don't have faith when we pray, it says in the word of God, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And it says the prayer of faith shall raise up the sick person. Okay, so we need to have faith when we pray. Otherwise, we are wasting time. We are praying amiss. We are not praying according to God's will. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You know, faith is the substance of things that we hope for. And then another thing is, you know, when our motive, like according to the scripture that I read before in James, you know, it says when our motive is corrupted by our own desires, like envy, you know, and covetousness, you know, so our motive, what is my motive? What is it? Why am I asking God for what I'm asking for? God cannot bless wrong motives. You know, when Hannah, we know the woman Hannah, the woman who prayed for a child, when Hannah was tormented by Peninnah year after year, Peninnah had children. She didn't have any children. Hannah had a desire to have a child, and her desire may have been out of envy of Peninnah. But when Hannah changed her prayer, as she said, God, give me a son and I will give him back to you. She aligned her will with God's will. You know, God wanted a prophet. Hannah wanted a son who would serve God. So she was granted immediately. We know that God answered that prayer, something like within a year, she had a child. But she was year after year after year after year, she had been waiting, and she, you know, the motive of her prayer, I do believe, was not coming from the right place. It could have been from envy. So these are some of the things that can stop us, that can stop us from receiving when our motives are not right. And just one more point I want to mention is when we pray without a commitment to God or His will or to obey His instructions, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." You know, so when we pray, we must seek the kingdom. We must want the will of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, we have to have a commitment to God and obey when He tells us to do what He tells us to do after we have prayed. I just want us to take a moment of reflection, and I do believe that God wants us to know how to pray, our prayers to be effective, so that we are not praying amiss. Maybe it's as we reflect tonight, you know, maybe we ought to say, shall we say anyway, "Father, teach me how to pray in alignment with Your will and Your word. Help me to grow in faith, as faith comes by hearing and acting upon Your word. Help me to align my desire with Yours." You know, our prayers for our siblings, it's not that they have more money, it's not that they drive nice cars, but our prayer for our siblings is that they walk with God. They walk in the purposes of God. They walk in the will of God. So we are aligning our prayers with the will of God. We want to see our siblings live in the fullness of what God has for them. We're not going to sit back. We're not going to accept that this is the way that it's going to be when God has got more for them. So I want us to pray right now as we reflect on this word, that Lord, teach me how to pray and help me to align my will with Your will, my desire with Your will. Help me to obey. After I pray, when You tell me to do something, help me to obey. Help me to humble myself before You. Help me to have the right motives in my prayer, in the things that I'm asking for. Help me to, why do I want that husband? Why do I want that child? Why do I want that job? Is it to bring glory to You? Father, be glorified in the things that I'm asking for. Lord, I pray right now over my brothers and sisters and over my own life, oh God, that You will help us not to pray amiss. We will pray with the right motives. Help us to align our desires with Your desire, and let Your kingdom come. Let Your will be done. Let Your will be above our will. Kingdom principles, let them be first in everything that we do, oh God. Father, we're asking right now that You guide us, You lead us to pray in line with Your word in our prayers. Help us to grow in our prayer life as prayer warriors. Help us to grow. Help us know how to pray for our families, for our children, oh God, for our work colleagues. Help us to pray effective prayers. It says in Your word, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. But lead us and guide us and help us, Lord, not to just pray sincerely, but to pray and not to pray amiss. Oh God, we pray. I have to move on in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I want us to move on now and pray for the church. I want us to pray for boldness. In Acts chapter 4, verse 29 to 21, it says, "And now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to Your servants to continue to speak Your word with boldness, while You stretch out Your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of Your holy servant Jesus." And when I like it, I had to keep on put all the scriptures, because I want us to see what happened. And it says, "And when they had prayed, The place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. So we see that they are under threat. They are being arrested. They don't want them to keep spreading the gospel. You know, so what did the disciples decide to do? They decided to pray and say, Lord, look at their threats. Grant your servants, you know, the boldness to continue to speak your word. I like it when it says with your word with all boldness, you know, and it even says in the book of Acts, you know, that some looked at them and said, they are not educated, they're just mere men. How come they are speaking with such boldness? And you know, the disciples, I like it, they did not ask for the threats to go away. That's how we pray amiss sometimes, you know, when we say, oh God, take away these threats, take away these threats, these people, you know, no, they asked for the right thing. What was needed in this situation was boldness. In the midst of the threats, in the midst of the challenges, the disciples wanted boldness, and God granted it. It says, after they prayed, they preached the word with boldness. The place was shaken. You know, God is moved. Boldness triggers the hand of God. The place was shaken. They were in alignment with God, in his will that the word be preached. But what they needed, what they didn't have, is boldness. And they asked for that in order for them to accomplish the work that was at hand. So as we pray for the church intercessors, I want us to pray for boldness over the church. You know, let's say, Father, help your church to speak and proclaim the gospel with boldness. And Lord, we pray as well that whenever the gospel is preached, that you would stretch out your hands to heal, oh God, that Lord, signs and wonders will accompany the preaching of your word, the preaching of your word that is done with boldness, with no fear of man or the enemy. Father, we thank you. We thank you that boldness is coming on upon the body of Christ, upon your church, upon your people. Lord, you have not given us a spirit of timidity, but that of power, of love, and a sound mind. Oh, we are asking God that there will be signs and wonders as your powerful word is spoken in the house of God and outside the house of God, and when it is proclaimed and when it is spoken by a believer, that Lord, you will stretch out your hand, you will move like you did with the Acts of the Apostles, oh God, and that they will see boldness, they will see the power of the word of God. And we pray for boldness, oh God, upon the persecuted church, oh God. Their lives is always in danger for preaching and speaking the word over their faith. But we are asking God that you give them boldness, that boldness, oh God, that they need to stand on the word and proclaim it in its fullness. Give them all the boldness, oh God, that they need to be effective in the preaching of the word. We pray that believers, oh God, will always be ready to explain the reason for their belief and their faith and their hope in God. Give us boldness to explain the scriptures, to explain the reason why we believe, why we have hope, oh God. Oh Father, that's what we are asking today, that boldness to come upon the body of Christ all over the nations of the world, oh God. We thank you, Father. Help every believer to understand that they're an ambassador of Christ wherever they are, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether it's in our places of work, wherever we go, that we are ambassadors of Christ. The Apostle Paul said, we are in this ministry of reconciliation, and it requires boldness in this ministry of reconciling people to God. Empower us, Holy Spirit. Help us, our God, we pray. That is our desire. That is our ask today. And we know that if we ask according to your will, we receive it. Just like the disciples did, they received the boldness. Open doors for us, God, to proclaim the gospel in our places of work, wherever we go. Give us opportunities and the boldness to speak. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want us to move on and pray for the nations. I want us to pray for the knowledge of God for people across the nations of the world. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14 says, "For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea." So let's pray, intercessors, for the knowledge of God, the knowledge of the glory of God to cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for people all over the nations to come to the knowledge of your word, to come to the knowledge of their Father, their Savior, their Lord. Oh, Father, we're asking right now that we speak fulfillment of your promises, and all prophecies will be fulfilled concerning the people of the nations. Lord, you said in your word in Joel chapter 2 that you would pour out your spirit on all people, that our sons and daughters will prophesy and our old men will dream dreams. Father, we're asking that you will fill out the people with your spirit, oh God, and that your glory will cover the earth, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that young men will see visions. And we thank you, Lord, that they would, and our old men would dream dreams. Father, we pray for the people across the nations of the world, that they will rend their hearts to you and not their garments. Lord, we pray that they will return to you with all their hearts, with fasting and weeping and mourning. We are praying, God, for repentance across the nations of the world. That's how they will know God, when they repent from the life of sin and turn, oh God, and render their hearts, to tear their hearts in mourning and in repentance, oh God, toward you. Lord, we are asking that your spirit will convict people of their sin across the nations of the world, sin that hinders them, that creates that barrier from you, and that was broken upon the cross, oh God. So we thank you that there is no barrier, there is no limit that is stopping from people from knowing you, from knowing the glory of God, from knowing the power of God, from knowing who you are, oh God, to them. So we are asking that every hindrance be broken, every barrier be broken, that people will repent and surrender their hearts to you. Lord, we're asking that you do a deep work within the hearts of men, within the hearts of children across the nations of the world. We know that time is not on our side. So we're asking, God, that there will be a quickening, that there be a quickening spirit, oh God, that people will wake up, they'll have a revelation of the knowledge of God, that the knowledge of the glory of God will cover the earth. Let there be a revival. Let there be a stirring. Let there be a conviction across the nations of the world. We pray that you will fill all people with your spirit, oh God. Let them know you and the power of your resurrection. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. We speak to the nations of the world. Oh, that today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to turn to the Lord. We speak to you, all you people of the nations, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. You know, I'm just reminded of that song that says, "Knowing you, Jesus, there is no greater thing than knowing you." How much they are missing when they don't know the Lord. And so I want to, before we go tonight, let us pray for healing. In Jeremiah 17, verse 14, it says, "Heal me, Lord, and I'll be healed. Save me, and I'll be saved. For you are the one I praise." I like the confidence in this scripture that if you don't heal me, Lord, then I cannot be healed. You know, he is the healer, that confidence. Maybe you're not feeling well today. And I just want you to say over yourself, "Heal me, Lord, and I'll be healed. Save me, Lord, and I'll be saved. For you are the one I praise." Father, we praise you for every healing, for touching people right now. Outside of you, there is no healing. By your stripes, we were healed. Lord, I pray that you would touch people in their homes right now. Those who are having problems with breathing, I pray that the breath of heaven will be upon them, will overshadow them right now. The Holy Spirit will breathe for you and fill you, your lungs, with the breath that you need and bring healing to you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Or maybe you've not been able to speak. I pray that God will release your tongue. For some reason, maybe you've gone quiet, you've not been able to speak. I pray that you will speak right now, that there's a release that's coming on your tongue right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will speak. He will give you those words. I don't know what the situation is, but I speak to you right now that as you open your mouth, you will receive healing today, right now. Lord, touch and heal. They are healed. Say, "I am healed," in Jesus' mighty name. Maybe as you say, "Lord, heal me," then you will be, you can speak again. You, Lord, I pray that you open ears that where people are deaf and cannot hear. Father, open their ears right now as we pray and join our faith. We thank you, oh God, that people are being healed right now. Deaf ears are being opened right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Father, for this time of prayer tonight. Thank you, Lord, that even if it's only a short time we're together online now, but that you will stay your people to continue to pray, oh God, and grow in their prayer and in their devotion to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We seal every prayer with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us tonight. Don't forget to subscribe to our free audio podcast. And otherwise, we are back tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. Enjoy the rest of your day and good evening to you.
Cry, holy, the cry, holy.